Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
It's naughty after nine, and it's the time when we have content warning, all that kind of stuff. It's naughty radio, isn't it?
We get sexy, Tom. You
they
and
call
I...
this the naughtiest radio in Australia.
Do they?
No.
No, well, they would, though.
I'd label that.
Not many shows are doing this kind of naughty stuff. We are. We're pioneering.
There were those girls, but they've been...
Oh, they're gone, are they?
Nah, we like you guys.
Nah, they were quite early, though. We're naughty after nine. And that's why we're asking about naughty pranks, Tom. Okay, so here's the thing, mate. You have a thing.
All right,
where
I'll stand up. I won't sit on the chair.
You find a good thing,
yeah.
And then you do it a bit, and it's funny, and then you do it to death.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We should call you the do it to death man.
Yeah.
Sorry, catchy, but tells a story.
What are we doing? Naughty Dares. Naughty Dares, we want you to give us a call. 133353 with your naughty
words.
Dares.
Read the words.
Naughty pranks.
Yeah, get it right, okay? Naughty pranks.
All right, you do this.
Well, look, this is a real open one. Neither of us have any explicit experience here, but we're wondering, and we're sure it happens. In fact, our boss had a story that we'll tell you next that involves pubic hair.
Oh, it's gross.
It was a prank. It was a naughty prank. But what have you done, either with friends or maybe with a partner? You know, if you've got a partner, like a long-term partner, I'm sure it's the kind of thing where at some point you go, you know what? Bit of a joke could be funny here. A sexy joke. A naughty joke.
133353, your naughty pranks. Let's crack into Midnight All, though. These guys have been touring around the country. This is When the Generals Talk. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. When the Generals Talk, Midnight Oil, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Caught off guard, were you, Tom?
Yeah, a little bit, because I was posting your stupid Instagram videos.
That's part of your job.
It's not in the position description. After 9 o'clock, we have a content warning for everything. That
there is playing sound effects 10 times in a row. Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Ticket. 133353, we want to know about your naughty pranks. Have you had a naughty prank? Now, our boss was telling us about a naughty prank that used to happen to him back in the day.
Yeah, him and his friendship group. You going to tell this story, Tom, or me?
I'll tell it.
You'll butcher it, but you tell it.
Okay, you go then.
No, you butcher it, but you tell it.
They were having a couple of frothies, and another guy was having a Coke.
Does the drink matter?
Jack Daniels. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
A JD and Coke he was having.
Yeah.
And when he went to the toilet, the lads,
yeah,
decided to
you're doing good so far.
Take some of their pubic hair and put it into his JD and Coke. So then when he came back from the toilet,
yeah,
he would drink the Coke with the pubes in it.
Bravo. Bravo. Well done. No, and it's a good prank. It's a great prank.
Another time.
No more.
He was having a beer and our boss came back from the toilet and there was a urinal cake in his beer and he actually got sick.
Really?
Yeah, it was like full of chemicals.
Is that a naughty prank or just a dumb over the top prank?
Don't know. Not a prank classifier.
You're a puppet. You just get given a story from your boss and you tell it and that's all you can do. And play sound effects. Obviously, you can do that as well. Let's hear from Nick on 133353 for our first naughty prank of
naughty
the night.
Naughty prank, Chris. Come on, drive it home.
Knock our
socks off.
Hello. Yeah, good, Nick.
That's the way. No, look, the prank happened about 5 years, 5 years ago when I was living with my best mate. And what we decided to do was when we went out and we decided to, you know, bring a lucky lady friend home. The other one didn't. During the middle of the night, obviously, you know, what was going on. The other person would go out and strap... Glad wrapped to the toilet seat and set up the film with their camera. And you know, as soon as middle of the night they came out, go to the toilet, would run out and start filming and just piss everywhere.
Oh, man.
Usually, who would it be? The your mate or the girl?
No, the female mate. We knew exactly what was going on. Yeah. Don't worry.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Post-sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Pranking innocent girls. Yep, out of their comfort zone.
What awesome guys you are.
The problem is, though, when when she did come out, the one person that was with that girl couldn't laugh because they know that later on they weren't going to get any more. So we had to try and keep the straight face. Mm. That was the game.
Lads. Yeah, look.
Just make girls feel comfortable is probably my number one rule.
Yeah. I mean, if they're just visiting for the night, you know, then it's like, oh, we'll film her.
If it's, you know, if it's your girlfriend, it's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, or a friend, yeah.
Or a friend. Yeah. But, you know, one-nighter. Nah.
Yeah, it's a bit
gross.
Anyway, look, naughty pranks, they're going to toe the line. That, I guess that's the nature of pranks, isn't it?
100%.
Not all pranks are PG. Some of them are mature and some are MA 15+. Some are R. Probably can't hear them.
Nah, we'll hear them.
How about just G? Just plain G pranks.
Wouldn't call that a naughty prank, mate. 1-3-3-5-3. Chuck those numbers in your phone. Jump on the blower, say what's up to our producer,
what's
Belle.
What's up?
And tell us your naughty pranks. And turn this one up. Dandy Warhols, Bohemian Like You. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Bohemian Like You, the Dandy Warhols. It's had 3 seconds
you were
left.
You caught
on,
out again.
It had 3 seconds left on the song.
Not ready. Yeah, it's an analog tape at the end of the song. Everyone knows that.
I don't know I don't know music. Tom and Ollie on...
Triple M.
God.
It's Triple M, Tom.
I clicked the
you
button.
Forgot the station.
No, I clicked that button.
Oh, you're having a shit
button.
One?
Naughty After Nine.
You right?
Yeah, we do a content right? warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
That's all good. It's all good, babe.
It's just, you know, when you... when
been
you
a big
miss,
day.
When you miss the end of the song.
You vomited 3 times last night.
Content warning after 9 o'clock for those days.
Were you thirsty last night?
I wasn't even thirsty.
Really?
No, I wasn't a thirsty piggy, you know?
Yeah. I guess it was a bigger day than just sex, wasn't it? It was bigger than that.
Yeah. Just because we got your yes vote doesn't mean I'm going to go out and have sex. It's not a thing.
Isn't that how it works? You get the go ahead. It's like, great, let's do it.
Oh, God.
No, obviously not. Obviously not having a laugh, Tom. Not out loud, but in our heads.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, how's it going?
Having a fun one tonight. Have you got a naughty prank?
I do. I lived in a share house with 10 Aussie and New Zealanders in America, and they the boys used to put their pubes on the top of the fiberglass ceiling of the tiny shower.
Oh, no.
And so we wouldn't know if the pubes were going to fall down on us or not. When we'd have showers, you'd have to get in and out really quick.
Oh, hang on. So like on the ledge of the wall or where?
No, like on the roof is one of those fully... fiberglass all the way around.
So they just stick to the roof.
Yep, just stick them to the roof.
And so you have a quick shower to get in and out.
But yeah, because you didn't want them to like melt and fall down on you.
How many pubes were up there?
Oh, it just kept growing. Yeah, it was like 25. It was gross.
How good are boys, you know? God, we're funny. Chucking our pubes in the roof.
Thanks, Kim. Get that sound effect. We'll get a second laugh track for the night. Not as good as before. Adam, you got a naughty prank?
I do, boys. How are you?
Oh, good. Adam. How are you, Adam? What are you doing?
Driving a truck.
Keep trucking, mate.
Hey, Adam, before tell your story, Tom and I have been brainstorming a question for truckies. Like, just truckies, tell us the stuff that we wouldn't know you guys do. Is there stuff that truckies do, like, you know, behind the scenes?
Like a truckies tell-all.
You know, is there stuff you guys do that would shock the public, do you reckon?
Oh, I reckon there'd be heaps.
All right, well, we'll ask that next week. What's your naughty prank?
Well, we went on a footy trip away, and one of the boys falls asleep. Another one of the boys pulls his pants down and crouches over his face and then lights up a bunger. So when he wakes up, he's straight up and straight into his ass.
Yeah, good one. I've seen those.
It's classic. It's a classic good one.
Yeah.
So he just got a face full of ass.
That's it.
Oh, lads.
Important to know, he didn't want it.
He didn't want a face full of ass. Lads. Keep trucking, Adam.
Thanks, mate. See you, guys.
See you, mate.
On Tom's parties, when you go out for weekends with your friends...
I just want a face full of ass.
The prank is that you don't get a face full of ass. You wake up and there's no one there and you're like, oh, what?
Come on, guys. I fell asleep in everything.
Where's
you know?
The ass?
Where's the ass in my face?
It should be all around this. Get it around me.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
Fun, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
What's your naughty prank?
My uncle's massive prankster and used to do it all the time too. my auntie, and basically what she did to get him back was she set up somebody rooting her on her office desk at work.
Whoa. What? Like so like a simulation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just organized with one of the boys at work to I've got to set the scene for you. So he walks in the office, she's facing towards him,
yep.
and he's on the other side of the desk, so yep. he's got his pants on and everything.
Yeah.
But you know, he's rasping away, yep. hammer and tong, and
and
he just walks in and cop that.
That is an amazing moment. I wonder, so how do you take it?
Pretty badly. Needless to say, never played another prank on her again.
Really? She shut that down.
Big time.
Bloody girl power. Yeah, that would be a scarring moment to see. Even if it's a joke, you couldn't forget that moment, could you, as a guy?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
She's an auntie too. She's a top chick.
Yeah. Well, she's a prankster.
Big time.
Thank you, Jason.
You still here, Tom? Or?
Yeah, just getting a little, just getting that laugh because you wanted it. The laugh from Kim.
Oh, I didn't want it, but
thanks, Kim. Oh no, I missed it.
You're on fire.
Wow. 133-53, your naughty pranks, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Don't stop. Fleetwood Mac, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I've got
all over it, Tom. Well done.
Thanks, mate. I've got Kim's laugh
and Chris's laugh.
And it's very interesting when you play them both back.
It's just a whole big laughing, you know? Almost.
Get my laugh as well when I laugh at one of your jokes.
Oh, there it is. Good. Yeah, nice.
No, at my own joke, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We're doing naughty pranks.
Are we keeping with naughty pranks?
Well, I got one on Facebook, actually.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And a content warning for after 9 o'clock.
I'll get to Josh on Facebook. He found us at Tom and Ollie and gave us a message. But Belle, any more naughty pranks coming through? Nah, you're not feeling it.
Producer Belle is shaking her head. All right, cool.
Okay. Josh said, hey, fellas, one night out in a club, I pranked my mate by taking my Prince Albert ring out.
Oh,
which, of course, is
your penis ring.
And putting it in his drink. Then my friend made him scull his drink and he ended up with the jewelry that had just been taken out of my penis in his mouth. Needless to say, he was not happy. It's good. Simple, but effective.
Penis rings, surely there's a lot of gags that can be done with penis rings.
You reckon?
Do you know that when, how about this? Do you know that when you have a penis ring, Prince Albert, right?
Yeah.
When you wee, then, it will come out both holes when you take it out.
Both holes?
Both holes.
Is there
it'll,
two holes?
It'll pee out the bottom of your penis.
I still don't get these Prince Albert
so
rings.
So it goes ear, so you've got your penis, right? And you've got your urethra, your little
hole
at the end.
The only hole.
That goes in through that hole
it
and
goes
down through the base of the penis.
Oh, so you get a bit of a leaking bit at the bottom.
Yeah. And I have seen videos of ejaculation happening out both of the holes.
Oh, who wants that?
Don't know. Apparently it feels amazing, though. The tug on it and all that kind of stuff. It feels good to...
Really?
Yeah, it's like a nice feeling. But my mate's closed over and then he tried to put it back in and apparently that was the most painful thing he's ever done.
Oh, God. Would you ever get one?
Nah, I'm not really into it.
Nah.
I'm not a piercing or a tattoo kind of guy. Hey, what do you want to go to next, Ollie, as we finish with naughty pranks?
Naughty pranks are done, so let's push on.
What have you done with pubes?
No.
I don't think so either.
Let's go with guys, do you only wank using toys? So are you a dude who has no longer ever wanking with just a hand?
You've graduated from the hand.
You've moved past that. Are you someone who's now, when you have a session, you just use toys, always, every time? Even, I mean, girls as well can get involved here, but I guess that's more common. We'll take it on 133-53, but particularly guys who are going, yep, every time I have a wank, I go all out with a whole heap of paraphernalia to make it better.
133-53, give us a call with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
You're on Triple M, and of course, content warning for after 9 o'clock for those easily offended.
Of those nights, Tom, you've checked out, haven't you?
Not long now.
You've checked out big time. We're asking about if you're someone who can only wank with toys.
The countdown is on.
Have you just maximized that handiwork, and now you need some extra help with the machinery to get it done? Now, Pete, you're in this boat?
Yeah, mate.
Yep. So has it always been the way, or just recently, or?
No, all the time. I've got a bit of a fetish. Yeah.
What's the fetish? What are you using?
I love vacuum cleaners, but I've got a bit of a problem. It broke down recently.
Oh, no.
Can you guys help me get a GoFundMe page started or something? Because rolling the robot vacuum over top of me doesn't quite do it for me.
No, you don't want to roll that robot vacuum. They're going to be they've got little teeth and stuff, and they know where they've been before. I don't know.
Do you hear that tapping on my window?
Nah, I don't know about why. I don't know. I've never used one. I promise.
So Pete, without the vacuum, you can't get off.
Yeah, I need a new one. It's broken down.
Mm. Yeah, you cut out there. I couldn't hear.
Oh well, 133353. Do you only wank with toys?
Do you need them?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Seether, Veruca Salt, Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After 9. A content warning for after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We are asking, guys, do you only wank using toys? I wanted to hear from someone who possibly only used like a fleshlight style situation and they don't go using their hand.
I hadn't thought of the fleshlights.
Yeah.
Good call. Or maybe just, are you a fleshlight
fan? A vaginal sleeve. As they, I think they're technically called.
As you call it? Well, I know you wouldn't call it that.
Nah.
Or would you call yours a bum sleeve?
Anal sleeve.
Anal sleeve. Are you a fleshlight fiend? Get involved. 133353.
Can we just ask for guys who own fleshlights? And just what's it like? What's the deal?
What's it like living in luxury?
Because living I have luxury. Used one.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
It's a weird story.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I was couch surfing.
And you were surfing on that couch a bit too much, were you?
In 2012, and I was in Sweden, and it's an expensive place to go stay. I was in Gothenburg, and I was couch surfing at a guy's place.
A bit too expensive, was it?
And
couldn't quite afford the rent.
No, and so I would only couch surf at dudes' places that are, of course, hot. You know,
of course, you discriminate. Like, yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Like me, if I went traveling and I was only going with hot girls and staying with them,
dude, that's wrong. You know, you can't say that.
Double standard.
You can't say that, mate.
Far out. I hate that.
Anyway, my couch surfing guy was like, "Oh, by the way, there's like a fleshlight in the shower if you want to use it."
Get the F out. That is weird.
Yeah,
you're gonna share his fleshlight.
So I had a go.
Oh, are you hearing this, Belle? It's freaking gross.
It's disgusting, isn't
You're
it?
You're a shameful human being.
Yeah, it was like, I washed it. It was washed.
Oh.
It was pretty awesome, though.
What kind of sicko host offers their guest a fleshlight?
Well, we had had sex as well, so I was like, whatever, you know.
Oh, you already fucked. You already fecked, have you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so it was like, oh, well, whatever.
I'm allowed to swear. I'm just not meant to.
Yeah. So that was a bizarre experience, but it was good. It was really good. And I want to buy one. And guys, get on the phone, 133353. Do you own a fleshlight?
What's it
like? Fleshlight fiends. You thirsty piggies, you. Jump on that phone, 133353.
No one's as thirsty as you after bloody sharing a fleshlight with a host in Sweden.
Moments like that, you go, why the hell do I do a radio show where I share that kind of stuff? Tom and Ollie on Triple M, 133353. Naughty After 9. Song number 3, Stone Sour. Go out and get Triple M's Ashes of Rock CD. It's a double compilation album. One CD Aussies, the other one Poms. It's out at iTunes, all good record stores tomorrow. It's worth getting. And it's a great Chrissy gift for the boss, the apprentice. You know, the other lads on site.
Your co-host? It's got Stone Roses' Fool's Gold, which, a bit of trivia, is the song used in Triple M News theme song.
Oh!
Or Traffic.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And, of course, after 9 o'clock, we do ask for a content warning.
Come On Eileen. Thanks for the content warning, Tom. Lucky you said that just then. So it has got that great track. We're doing naughty pranks, Tom.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We've moved on, haven't we?
What is going through your head? We're asking for fleshlight fiends.
That's right.
Fleshlight themes, fiends, though, those who have used a fleshlight. Now, if you don't know what a fleshlight is, a young lady called us and said, "Hey, guys, I don't know what a fleshlight is. Where have you been living, first of all? Oh. Under a rock?
No, it's not that.
Do you not look at porn? They're on every single ad around the porno. I mean, I've been told.
Yeah, but why would a female get a targeted ad for a fleshlight?
Yeah, I know.
I haven't even seen one in real life.
They're like a, they look like a flashlight, like a torch.
They're like a thermos kind of shape or size.
Yeah, nice. And you take the cap off and inside, uh-oh, what's that? Yeah, it's a pocket pussy, another way of calling it.
Never say pocket pussy on the radio, Tom.
Pocket pussy.
And you can get different
versions. Have you got to your pocket pussy yet?
You can get vaginas, you can get mouths, and you can get bums. And apparently, if you're really cashed up, you can get personalised, like, porn star. Like, you know, Jenna Jameson's the most famous porn star. You can get her vagina.
You can get gay porn stars' asses.
Can ya?
Yeah, and mouths.
Oh, God.
Joe, are you a flashlight fiend?
Oh, yeah.
You love a pocket pussy?
Yeah, well, my family does.
Your family does? Well, you share one?
Nah, well, sorta.
Really? Okay, yeah,
I bought one off my sister.
Yeah.
I was a virgin at the time.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, $20 and I'll sell you it.
So why did she have one? What would she use one for?
Her and her boyfriend, like they experimented a lot, so they bought heaps off the internet.
Right.
They're not cheap.
Well, no. But he bought them in bulk, so he got like two boxfuls, so I spent $20 on one.
Yeah.
And there was dildo, there was everything in there, everything.
You were dealing sex toys.
Yeah, she was. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to buy, I want one. So I spent $20 on one. We went up to the Coles and bought condoms, and I was like, yeah, this is set. And then I used it a few times, and I was like, nah, I feel like going to get the real thing. So my mate's like, oh, can I get your sister to sell me one? So I thought I'd be smart and sold in mine.
Oh, you washed it first, yeah?
Not really.
And are they good? They're good, Joe?
Yeah. Lube's good for it, though. A lot of lube.
Yeah, you need a lot of
lube. So when you said get the real thing, you meant you went to get a girlfriend or you went to an
on-premises
venue?
Went to a party.
Yeah. Met a real person.
Yeah. It wasn't rubber.
It's good when they've got a face, isn't it?
Yeah, not just some like fleshlight toy.
Yeah, it's
handheld
torch.
Fun style.
Yeah. Good on you, Joe. Well, you're grown up now. You're a big boy. Welcome to the real world. Having said that, wouldn't mind one.
Yeah.
As an adult, wouldn't mind one.
Hey, fleshlight, send one in. We'll use one on air.
Oh, please. We'll share one.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Please send one in. Hitching a ride, Green Day. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. After 9 o'clock. We require a content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Do we? Do we now?
I suppose we do.
Probably not, because we're done. I mean, no more fleshlight heroes or fleshlight fanatics or fiends.
Mm.
But I did want to say, just quickly, this is off topic. It's not naughty.
Oh, what?
But just to end the show, a bit of, media chat.
Yeah.
What's the deal with, so Jeremy Clarkson.
Yep.
Losing his job.
He was at the...
He was Top Gear.
Top Gear, yeah.
He lost his job because it came out that he was an absolute pig who would abuse his staff.
Oh.
Not the pig in your sense of, you know, being a fist pig or loving sex or anything.
Yeah.
No, a pig in the sense that he just abused his staff.
Allegedly.
Allegedly threw drinks at them.
Allegedly.
Abused them verbally.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Worse things.
Yeah, allegedly.
And so he lost the job. Everyone's like, well, the show's done. But now he's back on TV on a new show, new channel.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, oh, well, you know, yeah, you were a bad guy and we canned you, but...
It's weird, isn't it?
Oh, there's a market for a car show. So, well, you're back on, mate. Do you wonder that maybe one day, Tom, that'll be you? Losing your job for abusing your staff? You know, Bell, you're having to go at Bell or something? Or...
Mate, if there is anyone that's going to lose their job for anything...
Yeah.
It will definitely be
not you. True. Not true. You'll crack it. You'll start going, where the effing hell is my peppermint tea?
I'm just going to...
That's what you'll say.
I'm going to do one action, and this is what you do regularly to people.
That's me hugging. That's how I hug.
Yeah, well, it's a weird hug because you're moving your crotch in and out.
That's my personal hug. And the staff around here appreciate it. Don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, where's my peppermint tea? It's cold. It's only 67 degrees.
Hey, we'll see you Monday night.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Allegedly. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.